Now we're heading to the northern end of the Buller district on the west coast. Cosmo Kentish Barnes is with a farmer who's investing in compost to improve production and the health of his land and cows.
My name's Frano Volkman. We're in Little Whanganui, about 15 minutes before Karamea. And this is our dairy farm that we're running.
And you're surrounded by some stunning native forest.
Yeah, we are. The river, Little Whanganui boundary, thus over to the east there. And then on the other side of that is the National Park. So pretty cool spot. Yeah, we enjoy it.
How long have you been living here?
Born and bred here and done a few other things. Went to boarding school in Christchurch, stint at Lincoln University, and spent some time working over in Australia before sort of settling down on the farm and getting married and having kids and, deciding to put down the roots here properly.
How long have your family been farming this land?
Well, this particular farm we're on here we bought in 2008. It was a dry stock farm and we converted it a couple of years later. On my mother's side, I'm the seventh generation in Karamea, and my father, he came over from Geraldine when he was 5 or 6 years old. So the farm hasn't been in the hands of us for 7 generations, but we've got connection to the area for that long. And it's a good spot. Some people think it's pretty isolated, but it's got everything we need and pretty good playground too, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the farm. How big is it and how many cows do you milk?
So this particular farm's 240 hectares. We're milking 600. Got a smaller farm over the other side of the Little Whanganui River that milks 200, and my sister Abby and her husband Tom farm that. And then up the coast towards Karamea, we've got a 160 hectare runoff that sort of supplements are made on and young stock are grazed and that sort of thing. So that's what we've got.
Now we are standing in the farmyard looking at a huge building that you're constructing here, and this is a composting barn.
That's right, yep. Fairly new concept to New Zealand, but we've been thinking of sort of sheltering a cow in one form or another for a few years now, and for us it ticked most of the boxes that we wanted ticking, and we decided to go down the composting barn track. And so it's all new to us, but pretty exciting, and we'll just see how it goes, but I'm hopeful it'll work out pretty well.
What's the difference between a composting barn and a wintering barn, which I know some farmers have on the coast?
I think, the main difference is what the cows are lying on. So in our barn here, it's 800 mil of chip and sawdust mix, and we'll till that every day. So basically ripping grubbers through the compost or the chip bedding to get the bugs and the composting working. And the idea of that is to generate the heat and it sort of takes care of the effluent that the cows produce. So the other types of barns obviously are the freestall barns where each cow has their own cubicle and more concrete sort of involved with a structure like that.
Yes, and so this system will generate quite a bit of heat.
Yeah, so when it's going good, you sort of dig down a foot or so into the pack, they call it, and it should be, I think, I'll learn no doubt, but around that 50 degrees. So it basically becomes like an electric bank for the cows.
I guess this means that they won't need as much feed.
Yeah, that's a big positive of it. I was talking to a farmer with one the other day, and he's struggling in the winter. He's trying to get his cow to eat 13 kilograms, but they're just full and they're not using the energy that's required to keep warm when they're out in the elements. So the feed usage should reduce dramatically.
Once the cows go into the barn, do they stay in for the winter months or do they come out during the day and go on pasture?
It'll be a bit of both. We haven't got a set system yet, obviously. It'll be learn as we go and weather dependent. So if we're looking like we're going to get a fine spell, nice sort of sunny week, we'll probably walk the cows up to the runoff because it's all connected to the farm. And they will, get to stretch their legs and be out on the grass and that sort of thing. And then when things are turning for the worst and cold and that sort of thing, we'll bring them back and tuck them up into the barn.
Yes. It looks like the barn has quite a bit of ventilation in the roof and also the sides are open.
Yeah, they are. So if we go for a walk, you'll see down the other end, we've got a gable end that's been enclosed. So this end still has to be enclosed. We're still not quite finished. But Yep, the mushrooms sort of vent on the top and the 18 degree pitch on the roof. So that's meant to create airflow and basically get the air coming in from the side and keeps everything dry and circulating and then it's released through that hood at the top.
I'll take some photos for our listeners to see, but it's quite a steep roof, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, and it's even steeper when you're on top, yeah.
And so how big is the structure? How many square metres?
6,300, so it's 140 long by 45 wide. So there's a 5-metre feed lane in the middle, and the composting where the sawdust is 130 by 20 wide, and there's two of them, yeah.
And how many cows could you fit in there?
Well, we're working on about 8 square metres per cow, so it's about 650, give or take, yeah.
And there's a tractor and trailer carting loads of, is that wood chip or sawdust into the barn?
Yeah, it's a mix, yep. That's my father doing what he does best and working hard and driving the tractor and digger. And so basically we sourced sawdust and chip from two different places. The sawdust has come from Nelson and the wood chip from Ngāhere, which is a sawmill down the coastway there.
Is that something that you will need to bring in regularly?
Yeah, we're not sure how regular we have to replace it or at what quantities. The benefit is that what comes out can be used for fertiliser, so it's not a waste product. And that's a bit of a concern, the chip. Like, you always be able to get it, in my opinion, but it's how much you got to pay for it, because as we all know, there's more boilers and that getting converted to wood chip set up, so it's becoming a valuable product. But like I said, it becomes fertiliser once the cows have done their thing on it.
Once the compost is ready, it will be put out on the land?
Yeah, so I guess we'll just monitor it, and when it gets to a point where it's basically past its use-by date, in the perfect world, or what I hope will happen is we'll take maybe the first 2 or 3 inches off, stockpile it, and then apply it to the pasture and hopefully reduce our fertiliser bill.
Synthetic fertiliser is becoming expensive now, isn't it?
Massively expensive, yeah. No, it's a huge part of the budget, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So, I mean, we've still got to buy the chip, so it's not completely 100% saved, but yeah, it's the byproduct that can be used, and yeah, we're real excited about what it might be able to do for us.
So environmentally, this will be a big green tick?
Yeah, it will be, yeah. We don't know at what quantities we will be able to replace fertiliser with. I have heard a farmer that's got one of these up north that basically uses no synthetic fertilisers, so that's great to hear. We're not budgeting for that, but it will hopefully one day maybe be at that stage for us too. And anything that benefits the environment and the farm has to be a win.
Now we've come into the barn, and crikey, it is a huge structure.
It is, it's massive. Yeah, it takes a bit of getting used to, but it's sort of just become a bit used to it now. Like putting these poles up, we did a lot with the builder. We stood them up with the digger, and they are 15 metres high, so they are a massive pole.
Is this the biggest structure in the Karamea area now?
Oh, I haven't thought about it, but I can't say I've seen one driving around town this big.
There is a composting barn on the road to Reefton.
Yeah, in Ngāhere, yep. Yeah, another farmer's done that, and I was actually talking to him the other day, and he's pleased with the results he's getting, so that's good to hear that.
Yeah, nice to have someone local doing this as well.
Yeah, we'll be bouncing ideas off each other. Like I said earlier on, it's a pretty new concept, and farmers are pretty good at talking to each other and sharing ideas, and we'll just bounce ideas off each other.
Yeah, we are standing beside the wood chip that's been placed in the barn, and it's about 800 mil deep.
We'll just go around this side. The difference between 700 mil and 800 mil is $25,000 worth of chip. So those sort of little decisions on the surface are actually quite big financial decisions, but here's hoping it'll, what we do is what will work.
And underneath it is what, sand and stone?
Yeah, gravel, yep. And under the gravel we've got Novaflow, and basically that all run, you can't see it obviously.
What's Novaflow?
I don't know the correct name, but basically pipes with lots of little holes in it. So if any liquid do make its way through the chip, it's caught and captured at a holding tank over in the corner over there. And once again, that'll go out in the paddocks. But I've heard, like, anyone that's got one of these, it's next to nothing that comes out. Yeah. So it's all absorbed in the chip. the bugs do its thing to break it down and eat it, and that's what sort of creates the heat.
Yes.
It's going to be quite comfy for the cows.
I think it will be, yeah, definitely. And it'll be cool to see them when they first get in here. They sort of tend to have a wee, I'm picking, they'll have a wee run around and kick their legs up in enjoyment, but we'll see.
They will love it because they're just going to stay so much warmer. But as you've mentioned, when it's not raining or too cold, they'll go out to the paddocks.
Yeah. Now it'll be a bit of a mixture of both, especially during the milking seasons. Like, they won't be, definitely not a full indoor system by any means. It's a hybrid system. So we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to do what we do better and look after the cows a little bit better.
This must be a huge investment, a long-term investment.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. No, it took a bit of number crunching, but it just felt right. And money aside, better for the animal, better for the staff, and hopefully just give the cow then the human the better way of life. And also, it definitely has to pay its way. So we're expecting to see initially improvements in production, and hopefully on the long term some significant improvements.
Why will it make life easier for your staff?
Well, I'm going to give it a go calving in here. So for starters, it'll be a lot more enjoyable, I imagine, coming down here at 10 o'clock at night to check if any cows need assistance with some calving. So when it's pouring down the rain, it can be not the most exciting thing to put your wet weather gears back on when you're normally going to bed to go check on the girls. So just things like that. And it, you know, when you've got happy cows, you've got happy people.
Yeah. So how much is it costing?
So we're budgeting on $2 million. We're hoping to get it done for 1.8. So we've done a lot of the work ourselves. We've got 2 1-cube concrete mixers on the back of the tractors, and we've done 400 cube of concrete ourselves. All the groundwork we did ourselves. We've helped the builder a lot with our own staff. So it'll be a bit different if you just said, pointed to a bit of dirt and said, way you go, and get contracted to do it all. But yeah, it's just the way we work. We've got our own gear. So that's why we're trying to sneak in under budget, yeah.
When do you think this will be up and running? When will the cows come in for the first time?
I'm picking mid-June. So it's just a bit of concreting, the downpipes and the guttering, and that's really about it.
Mm. And farm-wise, are you drying off at the moment, or where are things at?
Yeah, well, we're still growing 30 kg a day, so we're just monitoring that. We are still milking. No set date for dry-off yet, but it'll be within the next 10 days.
Karamea dairy farmer Frano Volkman there in his new composting barn.